Moshe Schwab, the Chana Levracha, Mashiach of Gateshead, used to tell the story over how he once, during the beginning of the war, he saw somebody, a Yiddish person, reading the newspaper, the Yiddish paper, and he asked him, what's new in the world? He said, nothing. A little while later, he saw the paper laying on the table, and in big letters, he saw that Chaim Moshe was Nifta. And it bothered him very much. So when they asked him to say a hesped about Chaim Moshe, he said a mashal. A mashal of a young person that was Nifta. And the Luya Simon, the time the young children were by Levaya, and they didn't realize what they had lost, so they were actually playing with the iron, with their father's iron. When I saw this week, this night, and it happened a tremendous sitta. Oy gewalt, that's our matzav tonight. That's really ogetites for Diak, the situation we're in right now. Rabbeisai, tonight, as you all know, is already Ches Ba'av. And Chazal, the end of Tainus, tell us that Ches Ba'av is a loch already of Meisai Mutal of Hanenu. Kiilu, if we can imagine, the Beis HaMikdash is laying of Hanenu a Meis. And as I state in Shulchan Aruch, there are many halachas that are gebait on this musik. To say today we have to imagine, from tonight we have to imagine, Kiilu, the Beis HaMikdash is Mutal of Hanenu. And a chapsan et sitta. Do we feel this way? Is to us Ches Ba'av different than Ches Ba'adah? Do we feel galus? Do we feel churban? Do we think about geula? And I know what we're all thinking about, what I think about also very often. We have the old problem. What should we do? How do you cry about a churban if you don't see a churban? How are you supposed to feel a galus if you don't even realize you're in galus? How are you supposed to cry about a Beis HaMikdash if we can't even dream about what a Beis HaMikdash was? In these days when Avodas Hayom is to cry about a churban, how do you cry about a churban if you don't feel, if you don't see a churban lefaneinu? And I want to tell you a medrash that I saw, which I think might be helpful to us in our Avodas Hayom in crying and feeling about the churban. The medrash in Eicha, Parsha Beis, or Yisdalid, Rabbi Yochanan Havidorish on the pasuk Bila Hashem v'leichamol, the pasuk which describes the Churban Habayis of the medrash, Rabbi Yochanan Havidorish Shitin Apin b'vala Hashem v'leichamol. He had 60 pshatim to describe, to explain the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan Havidorish Shitin Apin, Rabbi Yehuda Havidorish Esim v'avua Apin, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi will only dash in 24 different ways of explaining this pasuk of Bila Hashem v'leichamol. And all the mafarshim, of course, actually the Medrash learns it also. What's that? Rebbe, of course, is greater than Rabbi Yochanan. So how could it be that Rebbe had less shatim than Rabbi Yochanan? So the Medrash learns it. Loi Rabbi Yochanan yati al Rebbe. Not that Rabbi Yochanan was bigger, he had more shatim. No, what's the pshat? El Rebbe aydei shisamach lechurban habayis. Rebbe was closer to the Churban Habayis than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was much later, he was much younger. So Rebbe was closer to the Churban Habayis. He felt the Churban more, and he cried less. And this to Vashtayim, what does that mean? If somebody is closer to the Churban, he feels the Churban more. So I want to tell you what my heritage in the Medrash is. I have a cousin, an Elter Riyu, today I know he's a Ben Shemayim, and I once met him a while back. And I asked him, I said, Rabbi, you don't look good. You don't look well. You said, nah, leave me alone, I'm sick. I said, Rabbi, what are you sick about? The last thing I went to Bar Mitzvah in New Jersey, and nobody's doing a yarmulke there. So I'm thinking to myself, see, that's what you should feel about Churban. It bothers him, nobody has a yarmulke. I said, Rabbi, listen, what can we do? That's galus, that's Churban. He said, you know what bothers me even more? There was one person that was wearing a yarmulke. I said, what did it bother you? He was the rabbi. I said, Chach Epis, Achatzi Nechama. What bothers you? Did you ever hear of, he tells me, of a lady wearing a yarmulke? And we laugh, but Rabbi said we have to sit and cry. Because in those 2,000 years of Galus, in the Graisa Eicha that started from Yeshai Hanavi, we had so much tzaris, but this tzar we never had. This Churban we never had till Ad Hayayim, till the time we live in today. And we see such a maisa and we ask ourselves, Eicha, how could it be? How could such a thing happen to us, to Yidden? How far? How far we really fell? 2 weeks ago in Al Bismedish, there was an Eloch Yid making an appeal. And what was he making an appeal for? To fight for Jews today. And I don't want to say what that means in this Malkum Kaddish. And again, we ask ourselves, Galus took its toll on us. Galus, like the Gemara says, made us fall. Me'igar yom alavir and mikta. But azoy vait, the Galus, look what the Galus did in our time. Look what we're dealing with in Tavshin Nun Vav. So we have to have, and he said numbers, in the hundreds of thousands of people that go after that Narishkeit. And you think to ourselves, Eicha, how could it happen? Rebbeinu da Alma, how could we fall so deep? We had 2,000 years of Galus, but azoy vait we never had. And we think, I don't want to talk more about the Rida and the flaw that Achenu B'nai Yisrael in every single city, all over the world, how we fell, Me'igar Rama, and every year the Nefila becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. We had a Churban in Europe. There never was, even though there was tremendous Churbanis and there was Inquisitions and pogroms. But did we ever have a Churban that the Chalapachas, 6 million Yidden Kedoshim were killed? And then I realized, you know, the Eicha of Yeshaya of 2,000 years ago was a Gevaldige Churban, was a terrible Churban. But that Eicha is continuing every day and every year. There's more Eicha and there's more Eicha. And all these stories that happened in Tavshin Nun Vav didn't happen in Tavshin Nun Hei and didn't happen in Tavshin Chafei. And every year, the longer we're in the blood of Galus, the more we see the Churban. And maybe, Rabbi Yisrael, if we can't cry about the Eicha of Amol, if we can't cry about the Churban of Yeshaya Navi and the Beis HaMikdash, let's cry about our own Churban. Let's cry about Jews for Jay. Let's cry about a lady rabbi wearing a yarmulke. Because that's the Churban that we do see. Let's cry about in every city, all over the world, there are hundreds and thousands of Yidden who don't know what an Aleph is. That we could cry about. That we see lefaneinu. If we can't cry about Churban Beis Mikdashenu, let's cry about Churban Amenu. Let's cry about Churban Tarasenu. Let's cry about Churban Chayenu, our lives. Because Galus never ended. The Churban never ended. It gets worse and worse and worse. And that's the price, the Shrekliche price we pay for sitting in this Galus. That every day the Eicha becomes bigger and bigger. Eicha, how could it happen to us? And I believe this is shot in the Medrash. Avad the Rebbe was bigger, but Rebbe lived closer to the Churban, so he saw less. Rabbi Yochanan, that lived years later, he saw every year how the Eicha is growing, how the Churban is growing, because every single day there's a new Eicha. Every single day there's a new Churban. So for us, it should be easier to cry about Churban. Because besides the Churban Beis Mikdashenu, we must cry about Churban Amenu. We must cry about Churban Chayenu. We must cry about Churban Tarasenu. This is, so for us, it should be easier to feel the Churban, to feel our own Churban. If we can't feel the Churban of Yeshaya, let's feel the Churban of Tavshin Nun Vav. This is our Churban, in addition to all the other Churban. Chazal say, the Eicha is the Oisiyas Ayeka. When a person sees in front of his eyes, Azah Shrek Lecha Eicha, such a Chayadike Eicha, all those stories, and I don't want to be mafired, but look what's going on all over America. We have to ask ourselves, Ayeka, where are you? What are you doing about that Eicha? What are you doing about that Gal, that Churban, that's consuming so many of Achenu B'nai Yisrael? Yesterday, there were people down the road who are our brothers and sisters. They're Yidden like us. And somebody was talking to them, and they asked, "Vos is Morgan?" So he said, "Morgan is Tisha B'Av." So a Yid that speaks Yiddish, a Yid like us, says, "Itos Hayantif?" Rabbi said, that's the Churban of Tavshin Nun Vav. That's the Eich of Tavshin Nun Vav, that a Yid does not know that Tisha B'Av is not a Yantif. And if we can't cry about the Churban and Yeshayah speaks to us, let's cry about the Churban down the road. That's happening because of Galus. If this would be a Beis HaMikdash year, that wouldn't happen. This is the Avodas Hayom. To feel the Eicha and to krech Tzayecha. What am I doing about this Eicha? And I want to speak today, Be'ez Hashem, about one Nekuda that I think is Michlan, this Ayeka. That's something that we have to do to bring this the end to this churban, the end to this ayeka, to this eicher. The Gemara Ksubas Asamach Beis and Beis tell the story about Rabbi Chumi, the Heilig Amayr Rabbi Chumi, who used to learn Torah by Mechuzah by Rava. And the Gemara says every Erev Yom Kippur he would come home once a year, he would spend time with his family. The Gemara says one Erev Yom Kippur Moshe Shmaitz, he got involved in his learning and he didn't realize the time, and his wife is waiting for him and he's still learning. So up to Gemara Cholash Daita, she felt bad, she's waiting for her husband, he's not here. So up to Gemara Havi Yosef Be'igur, he was sitting in the attic Bifer Rechum, and he was learning and he was Moshe Shmaitz Arangeton. So up to Gemara Ifches Igur Mitusei, the attic caved in V'noch Nafshin, he was Nifter. And Rabbi said, when the Gemara says he was ligging in Lanin, the Gemara means he was ligging in Lanin. Today when a person falls asleep over the Gemara, they say, I licked in Lanin. But the Gemara says he was ligging and learning, he was Angaton Roishiv Arubai. And I think by Barah, this is an oinus. Frekib Chaim Shulevitz, why was he punished? It was an oinus. We know it's called Tarakul Oinus Achmana Patre. Why is he punished? And the emes is, this kasha is even a bigger kasha. Because it's not the only place you find such a din about such an Indian. There's even an offener kasha. The pasuk in the other kehelis, after a kol ma'isa, everything a person does, elekim yavi v'mishvat, the Yevishter will make it in the cheshbon. Everything we do, but the pasuk al kol nelam, which the chayyur sounds like it's saying, even something that we don't realize, something we don't even know we're doing, and it's very strange. Since when do we have a chiyuv on shaygig? Or a chiyuv gomak akapanim, and the Gemara Chagiga says this klar. The Gemara says Rav Yochanan, when he came to this pasuk, he used to cry. Why would he cry? Eved sharabai shaytolay shkaves kizdainais takana yeshbay. The pasuk is telling us that a yid is going to have to give din the chesed even on the shkaves. So Rav Yochanan would break down in tears when he would see this pasuk. And the Gemara brings different examples. That a person is shaygi and he's not a chayiv, and the zach is pleading. Don't we have a p'tur of shaygi? And here the Gemara is not saying you're going to be chayiv a carbon shaygi. The Gemara is saying that the Eibishter is going to be shaykel shkagais kizdainais. Does haste a person is chayiv ki'ilu is a zodan ki'ilu it's amazing? And the kash is pleading. What's the reason? So I want to tell you about Hashem. I think they've shot in these two in Yanamar. Sometimes you see a chazal that gives you a lot of hesoiris, that makes you very proud to be a yid. You see the kedushas chazal. I saw a chazal, it's Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas Chav Ches Mebeis, that when Rabbi Elazar was about to be nifted, the Talmidim said, Lamdenu Orchais Chayim, Rebbe, teach us, tell us something. We want to go to Elam Haba. So Rabbi Elazar Amalam, his haru bekvayt chavrechim. I have an answer. Be nizah in the covet of Yechava. It's very inspiring. You see how Chazal looked at Kvayt Chavayim, but it also gets you a little nervous, because a Yid, as much as he wants to be good, but he has the Yitzhar Amal to say the wrong word, to say a Shtach, and even sometimes if he's the Hoibin, he's above all that. But a mensch is not a mensch. Amal is up to Charei Savart. Amal, even sometimes he doesn't realize he hurt somebody's feeling. And if the whole the ikka of Olam Haba is totally in Hizar B'Kvayt Chavreichem, but what do we do the mice with Furt B'nei Adam? And it's so hard to really be Niza. It's really so hard not to hurt somebody's feelings etva, somehow, somewhere. But this is not the end of the chiyuv. There's a Mavel Dikah Chazal, Rabbi Yochanan brings it very much in his forum, that the Shas, the person is going to go after the person's Vatira, they're going to ask him the first question before the question that the Gemara in Shabbat speaks about. Himlachtes chaveir benachas ruach. Did you make your chava melech? He's not going to have to answer, well, you own, just if you were nizik for chavercha. Did you actually treat your chava like a melech? And again, you start to get scared. We're trying, but it's hard. It's hard to really be mekayim himlachte bechvay chavercha. And I once saw a Maisa Shahaya Bainari Isi that gave me an important insight into really getting getting this chiyuv. How to talk to be mekayim this chiyuv in meluyim. I knew a bach in yeshiva, and I'm not being makashif chalila, but he really, really was a very, very shvacha balmidas, and that's a compliment. He's a very sharp person. He had a sharp tongue. He knew how to zidlerayim. He wasn't considerate. And again, I'm being very mild, but this, he really had a lot missing in Belden Chaveri. Baruch Hashem, he became a chassan. And a little while later, a few weeks later, I met his mechutin, the future shver, and he comes over to me. He's bubbling with joy. Oh, my chassan, my eidim, such a tzaddik. He's mamish akleinu chafetz chayim. He's so considerate. How he takes care of me and my daughter and my wife, and how he calls and he's worrying and everything. He's unbelievable. My first reaction was gewalt. I think he was possessed by a divok. This bracha. All of a sudden, akleinu chafetz chayim. I knew him very well. What happened? Is this the same? Are we making a mistake? Is there a lavan trick over here? And then I realized, no. It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha that a person that I can have midas geruas v'yoisa could become a chafetz chayim. You know what the secret is? You know what the answer is? Because in this matzav, he feels a pressure. He has to make a good impression. And he has to make a good impression, so he starts thinking. And he starts being goyis kechezben. He starts being goyis ketracht. He starts being considerate and thoughtful. And then, Rabbi say, you become a chafetz chayim, believe it or not. Only when a person thinks, when a person is oisgechezmen, when a person starts thinking about the yanim, that's the way a person becomes a chafetz chayim. I'll give you a different muscle. Happened last week, somebody pointed it out to me, and it gave me agbas nefesh, but it also was an insight. Somebody told me to put a towel down by the mikveh, used it one morning, you hung it up on a hook. Comes the next day, and the towel was completely wet. What happened? Pashut, somebody came after him, put his towel on top of the second person's towel on top of the first person. So obviously the sun couldn't dry out the towel. The towel was still wet. And what's the pshat? I ask you, is it such an einfall to think that if you put your towel on Yenim's towel, that it's gonna end up you're gonna be mazik yechava? Because when it happens to you, you realize the mistake. So how could a person do that? The person became an adma mazik. What's the pshat? Because the person is not thinking. When a person thinks, oy, is it like to become a chafetz chayim? And I'll give you another mashal. Another mashal that maybe is more hits home, more to younger bachim. You go away to yeshiva for a zman, go away for a long time, you go to camp, and you come home the first day, or the first few hours, akafanim l'chalapachas, and what happens? Your mom is the greatest person. You're so nice with your parents, with the family, and you're helping, you're running around. Well, better yet, come to Rosh Hashanah by Nacht, and you realize the Yom Hadin. Do you have a problem being Mekayim, Al-Khiv, Avamlach, the Chazerecha, Benachas? Do you have a problem, his Zaharu, the Chavayd, Chavarechem? Is there an assignment to give up, to say a word, a Shavart? Because that's when a person is being Nasim late. He's thinking about the Zula. My Rebbe Zangezent once said, and I don't know if you can appreciate this, but it's glitzlich, if you understand what he said. If a person would treat his wife the way he treated her when she was a kala, there wouldn't be a fire of shalom bayis that's burning all over the world. There wouldn't be this chesaron of shalom bayis that we see all over the world. Because when somebody is thinking about the enem, when somebody is being made some lave that there's somebody else on this world, that's the way he comes to his zahar b'chavay t'avireichim. Well, just like we all know on days that we have a certain pressure, be it the pressure of the Yom Hadin, be it the pressure of coming home, whatever it is, but l'maisa, we're working hard to please the other person. And then we realize that it's really not that hard, his zahar b'chavay t'avireichim. Because there are days that all of us do in fact do that. Oh, your Rabbi say, believe me, the aside, the derech aliyah in ben adma chaveray, is the person should think before he does something. Before he does something that affects somebody else, think, am I going to hurt that person? Am I going to give him an agbas nefesh? And let me tell you something. I once made a whole list, believe it or not, a whole list I have, of places that I found in the Torah, that the Torah mourned from us, the Torah fought it from us, that before you do something, think about somebody else, think about something else. I don't want to be married now. I'll give you one muscle. And it's not even the most stylistic of muscle, but I think it's an inane, it's a good enough muscle. We all know one of the hardest mitzvahs that a yid has is the mitzvah of machaveiros. You learn kiddush in the end of the first parak. You'll see what I mean. This blot after blot that shows the mitzvah is kamat impossible to do. And maybe that's why, obviously, the Torah gave a gevaldig ischar for that mitzvah. Such a shvera mitzvah, skumta gevaldig ischar. And then you see a davar pela. And then you see something that lechera has no pshat. You see the easiest mitzvah. A mitzvah that takes no time, no money, no effort. Adrabi, you make money on the deal. And the Torah zokt zu the same exact schar. And that's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. You go, chase away the mother birds, you take something for yourself, you don't pay, you get. Flick of the hand, no effort, no yigiyah. And the same schar, ma'yitav lacharech tiyom. What's that? Where's the chesed? The hardest mitzvah and the easiest mitzvah, and it's the same schar. So I once saw Gevaldig Gevart, I think it's Emes L'Amitai. When you do that mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, you're doing something that's so important for your nefesh. You're doing something that's so chashuv by the Eibishter. You're doing something that the Eibishter realized is a glick shein kamayu. You know what you're doing? You're being oiske cheshmet. You're being oiske tracht. You're thinking about somebody else. Not somebody else. You're thinking about a bird. And like the Shayna Mamazba, the Ramban Afanart, and the Chinuch, and he brings the Mari Nevuchim, the Rambam, although we know Ha'aymar Kansi Be'gir HaChemecha, but Saif Kol Saif, that's the reason for the mitzvah. That you shouldn't cause an unnecessary tzar to the mother bird. So that's why you get that tzar she'ain kamayu. Because you're training yourself. Before I do something that it might affect a yenim, not a yenim, might affect the bird, stop and think. Wait! Stop. You're doing something that will cause admis nefesh. Oy, is that tzchayr by the Eibishter? Oy, is that a gevaldig gezach by the Eibishter? And because of that, the Eibishter gives you a schar she'en kamoyu. Goyim it to the hardest mitzvah. Because you're doing gold. You're being oisik in nitzchiyah. You're being oisik in the greatest tikkun hanefesh at shaykh. That before you do something, you stop and think, I'm going to give somebody a tzar. And it's not a somebody, it's a bird. And I said there's a whole list, but I think this is enough. What it means, being goyim and tzar to the zulat, and here it's a literal zulat, here it's a bird. And I once said, Bez Hashem, this could be a pshat, and again, a very modern, l'chaya, very modern pasuk, and a modern rashi. The pasuk in the end of Pasha is Yisrael, l'sala b'maylas al mizbuchi. Don't, when you go up to Mizbeach, don't go up on steps. Why? Ashaloi sigole ervoscholov. And Rashi is mazbeh because when you go up steps and you spread your feet, harchev psicha is karav legili erva, vatenoyeg behem minik bezoyim. You're walking up steps; it's something like a bezoyim to the steps to the mizbeach. And the zach is merabsinig. Il moli chazal said this: we couldn't be soyvel such a thing. Think about it. Chach derein a minute. Avonim have no feelings. Avonim don't know what it means being getting mevuzah. And you're not even being mavazim, you're walking normally. And it's not even a real gilui erva. And they don't even feel the bezoyim. It's only a karev, the bezoyim, for a doyim that the chlal doesn't feel any bezoyim. And the Torah says on that, there's a lav min ha-Torah, asher lo yisigalev oschalov. What could be pshat in this? What pshat to give a lav, to karev, to bezoyim, to a doyim that has no feeling? And you don't even mean to be mevazir. If you go and you kick it, kulei haiva ulei. But you don't even mean you're walking normally. That's why you walk all over. So we all know the Rashi. Rashi quotes the Chazal. It's a dvarim kal v'chayma. Ma avonim halalu that taki don't feel it. Still you have a lav. So therefore, it's a koshkein. Chaver chashu, the mus yoytzecha, u makvir al bizyoynai. When you have old mevazir chava, arach is kama v'kama. But again, it's still pleiadic. Vos tatis mit dem Mizbeach. Let the Torah say, don't be mevaz achava. What is the spiel of Mizbeach chava? The daiti, you know what the pasuk means? You know what the Pasuk is teaching us? The Pasuk is teaching us the Gevaldig Yesod. You know how choshev it is? You know how important it is to think about the Zulas? You know what it means to the Eibishta that you do something to Yehem that might hurt his feelings? You know how much the Eibishta wants you to be Oiski Chajim in everything you do? That even if you do a curved bazoyan to a daimim, you're oiva lav min ha-toyra. And then you stop and you think, Gevald. That's what it means to the Eibishta being bazoyan to a person. That the Eibishta gave us a lav to do curved bazoyan to a mizbeach. That's what it means, reading on Azulas. That even on a mizbeach that doesn't feel the bazoyan, and it's not even a bazoyan, but that's also by the Eibishta lav. This, the Eibishta is training us. Start, before you do something, stop and think. Do riyason atzveita. Varaya, I give you a lav for something which is curve of a bazillion to a mizbeach. And what did that teach us, halacha lemaisa? That we're not going on top of the mizbeach. But when you're dealing with yenim, and who is the yenim, Rabbi Sai? Who is the yenim? Who is our chava? You know what our chava is? He's not a chava. Rashi says what he is. Shehu b'demus yaitzicha. Your chava is a shtick getlach type. Like we said the other week, there are two medrashim that say yachol kamayni. Your chava, if not for gzayis hakasev, you'd be chiyas in mechabrim, just like the Eibishter. That's what your chava is, and that's what you're dealing with when you start being bevazah chava. And worse yet, besides the fact that he's a shtick gut, he's also makbir al bezyonoi. It hurts him, and it bothers him, and it really gives him adlas nefesh. Oy, what an achrayus. The Torah gives you a love that you should stop on your tracks and think gevald. Even for a mizbeach, there's a love. How do I have to treat my chava? My chava, who's the mus yoidzicha, my chava, who's a shtick get, getlach type, how do I have to treat him? My Shrezik Zangzun told me he had this course he learned by B'Shal Chaim Kaplan, the Mashkiach and B'Shal Chayim, and the most powerful shmooze that he ever heard from B'Shal Chaim was this Rashi. He would say it over again, Chavercha shehel b'dmus yoytecha u'makbid al b'zyoynay u'makbid al b'zyoynay. Oh, if you hear what the Rashi means, how it's noiki v'yoyed anetohoim, what kind of chayvus it is, you're being mevazash to get l'chayt that bothers him. That's what this lav is teaching us. That even to a mizbeach, how much more to a shtik alekus to the most yaitzicha. And how do we deal with our chavercha? Do we take give him the derech cheret that he deserves? At least like a mizbeach? I'll give you one muscle. It bothers me, it bothers me greatly. A person learns last mother Abba, and he finishes learning, he closes the safe and he walks away. Let's stop and think for a second. What is he doing? Besides the fact that he was just mevazed his safe because he didn't put it back, Rabbi Aaron once brought a Gemara in Megillah, that the Gemara in Megillah says if a person mevazed a mitzvah, he doesn't have that, he loses the mitzvah. Rabbi Aaron said the same thing goes if he mevazed his svarim by not putting them back, that chas v'shalom, you don't have the schar from that learning. Besides that, besides the fact of goyim bittul teyus tiyanim, the person that looks at that safety can't find it. Besides what many poskim la'alacha hold, that by you forcing the gabei svarim to put back the svarim, there's an issa lav of l'sir d'bay b'foyach, which is the whole arichas. But forgetting about all that. Look what you're doing to a shtiket lechayim. Look what you're doing to chavercha shu osi b'dmus yoytch, and he's makbid on that. Because your chava wants to use that sefer, he walks all around to the shelves, all around looking for the sefer, and he won't find it. So besides the fact of all these chatoyim, how your mom is giving a patch in panim, such a painful patch in panim, because it's not just an insult, but you're making Yenim lose moments, precious moments of his life that he'll never get back again. So how do we do that? Why do we have to have not one but two gaboy swarm in this Makim Kodesh? Why do we have to put up signs scaring us from the stifles from Abari or putting back swarm? Why should there be any havmin to leave the sefer there? The Torah says if you start up with a mizbeach, there's a lav. And chaver chasu makpidal b'zioin elachas kamba v'kamba. Where is that machshava? Where is that in our hearts? Where is that hergish in our leaven? That by leaving a sefer, I'm not leaving a sefer. I'm not just being mevazer a sefer. I'm being mevazer chaver yishu osi b'dmus yukai. Gevald, it's such a poshut ezrach. You know, Rabbi Sol is saying the parash is ton. So he said, there be status. Because the mind shuchel not of status. That Rabbi Sol's agavus. I'm not talking about that gavus. I'm talking about olive base. Simple olive base. So how could it be? Because we're not thinking about the enemy. We're not made somebody there's another person on this world. You don't have to be a chafetz chaim to think about it. He said, I'm an einus. I didn't realize, right? I once realized how sheker that time is. There's somebody in our yeshiva who's a mamish, a mazik, in putting back svarim. He never puts back svarim. There could be svarim on a stand, the mamish still here. Once I took out a sefer, and I was using the sefer, and the guy that needed it, he came over to me and said, make sure you put back the sefer right away. The enemy has to use it also. I was plotting. If not for Kroy Adam, I would have laughed at him. This person, me, the yoyim, the yoyim, the svarim still here. And I'm using the sefer, and I brought him always put it back. But he's warning me to be worried about the enemy. Is he a faker? No, he means it. He knows the avla tsuma about when somebody bothers him, when somebody doesn't put that sefer he needs. So why does he leave a pile this high? He's not doing that simple step of trachting from the zulas. And doit v'tishkach, this is the way it is in every matzav. A person feels so bad he tries to sleep at night, and there's too much noise. So the next day, what happens? He goes out and talks weiter. He thinks it. You know that it bothers you. Heretz says, when it bothers me, it's a gate miran, okay. But yenem, chachnish fin a yenem. And the person says, oh, gevald, I didn't realize. You're like, mama didn't know. I was talking in the front, I didn't realize people are sleeping. So why, when you're sleeping, does it bother you, spend a fire? The Heretz is metrachnish. And this is in every midah. And I once said something I think is emes lamitay. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have so many gedolim books about this gadol and that gadol, and we see in them mamish amazing stories, beautiful stories. Mamish, they make you feel so proud to be a yid. How he thought about this, or thought about that. When he was so careful. We put the book down. What do we think to ourselves? I wish I could be a god like that. I wish I could be like that gadol. I wish my life would be like that gadol. I wish I could think like that gadol. Rabbi said, you know why we're not like that gadol? You know why we're not like, we don't think like that gadol? Because we don't think. And if you don't think, you can't think like that gadol. But once a person starts to think, believe me, it's not so hard to realize what makes Yenim happy, or Chalila, what gives Yenim tzar. Because if Yenim's simcha is your simcha, if Yenim's good feeling is your good feeling, if Yenim's happiness in life is your happiness in life, believe me, just like you make yourself happy, you can make your chava happy. But if you don't care about the enem, if you don't think about the enem, you'll never come through to these madregas. If Yenim's tsar is not your tsar, if Yenim's chalish tadas is not your chalish tadas, if Yenim's admis nefesh doesn't bother you, so you end up leaving slurm, you end up talking at night, you end up being a person that does not begin to mekayim himlach v'chavercha benachas. And all it takes is thinking before you do something. I'm dealing with a person that was made b'dmus yoytzri, and the Torah gave me a lav to even be mevazem mizbeach. And the Torah gave me the greatest char to think before I do something. You know why? Because the Eved to realize that's the shlissel of it all. Because when you're thinking about somebody, you find ways to make him happy. But if you don't care about the enemy, a person could do the gesh ta'avot. I gave you mishalim, simple mishalim, nishav yisrael mishalim. A person is mamish an achza. If I had looked for, say, 15 minutes, so to me, that bachur was an achza. He wasted not billions of dollars, he wasted 15 minutes of my life. Not that I'm important, but every person, a minute of a person's life is ein l'shaya. So you went the shat nefesh and you wasted. Imagine Khalil, a person killed somebody 15 minutes before he's supposed to die. That's a tzicha. You took away 15 minutes of a person's life. And you know what the reason is? Because you're not thinking about the enemy. Rav Chatzko once had a tie revert. We see a very cruel person. We call him an achzor. What's an achzor, Rav Chatzko? But Rav Chatzko, an achzor The tait is in the word itself. Ach zor. Yenim is zor to me. Yenim is strange to me. That's what the Chaskel Ach zor yes begins by Ach zor. Gewaldig. And it's not a chiddush. Because a person could every day waste Bachum's time and learning, keep people up at night, and do all the aveiros, and Rachman al-San later in life, when you have to deal with a wife and children, a person, Chalila, gets worse and worse. Because you, and that's Achzorius. Be aside, you see the Dolem, Gewaldige Sachen, Gewaldige Madregis. You know what it starts from? You know why they think that way? Because they think. Because they made some life, they're Oistichesen, and once you think, you realize the right answer, you realize what to say. A person sometimes with an arsizach, he said, you're so foolish, you're a nar. What is the taitch of a nar? What is, you see a pesi, what does a pesi mean? The Heilige Ramban at the end, in Bamidbar, in the end of Alo Yischa says these words. The Pesach says, pisoim. Zot the Ramban, ki pisoim dova shalei ola ala leiv. Migizras pesi. Zot the Ramban, a gewaldige insight. You know what a pesi is? He does things pissing. He's not oisgechazen. He's not durchgetracht. Pissing is pissing. A trach is fire to tefis. What a nerdy getaych. What do I mean? Because a person walks away and closes his sefer, if he would think for a half a second, he would realize he's an achzugama. He would realize he's a goynev aganza yeshiva. But he doesn't give himself the half a second of thinking. And then he becomes an achzor. And then he becomes a pesi. And then he becomes a retzeach for 15 minutes of so many people. That's what happens if you don't think. And that's a real pesi. He's playing with something so chashed by the Eibishter. The Eibishter gives us a laugh to remind us not to rear on a tzveitin. And he does it, kiloi hoya, b'shat nefesh, like enough like to know tomorrow. And especially, oh, especially in what I call the via voice hamazikim, in what really is the via voice aveiros, the chet haloshen. Oy, the chet haloshen, how that ruins a person's life, how that ruins Yenim's leaven, how a sharvot tears at a person's heart. Who knows how many people go to sleep at night crying because somebody said an inconsiderate word? Who knows how many people walk around that they don't feel happiness because Yenim robbed them of that happiness because he said a word that was not oisketrach? And what's the difference? Why did that come? Because we don't think before we talk. If only a person would think a regular memory before he says something. You know how many more freilich ahead there would be? That's the derech. You see tzaddikim. And mamish mavaldik. Mamish story after story. You know what the nekudat hazov? You know what the shayrish of all that godless is? That they weren't a pesi. They thought before they said something. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Tezvav, Leiv tzadik yehegel anos. Zot Rashi afanot, what does it mean? Yachshay, if he should think, the yovin of tafashtein, meivin davin fechdova, ma yane. Before he talks, let him think and understand what he's going to say. Koydim sheyoshiv dova. Ze hadova sher dibanu. This is what a real tzadik, this is what a gadol is. He's not a pesi. He thinks. He thinks a half a second, and then he doesn't hurt people's feelings. A gadol once said, what's the true definition of a baal midos? And he said two English words that are very, that really ties it all up. He's thoughtful and considerate. This is really the derech tzutzukum to his har b'kvoy tzavreichem, to realize you're dealing with somebody who shows ofi b'dmus b'yuknoi. And the Eibishter farted from there, oyim v'noya. But it's not really that hard. It's thinking before you talk, thinking before you do. And then you see it's not really that hard. Because if Yenim is an achzor, then you become a terrible achzor. But if you're thinking about Yenim, if you realize that there's a person out there, and he's not a stammer person, he's a shtig getlichkeit, he's osi b'dmus b'yuknoi, then you'll see that things, words don't fly out by themselves. The way he's haru b'kvayt chavereichem is to start thinking before you talk and thinking before you do. And yeah, Geva, I can tell you, being here long enough, how much agmas nefesh, Hamatsar, Chalisha the Das, and I tell you, Beligurva, how many tears I had to see because somebody said a word without thinking. Because somebody was a pessy. Because somebody didn't think what he said. And I have to watch Bachum cry because there's people that don't think. And then I realize over and over, Oy, Rav Chatzlos Yegiven Gerecht, that Achzor becomes Achzor. People talk about their family, what they have. Maybe Yenem doesn't have it. You're talking about your parent's job. Maybe his parent doesn't have a job. Or maybe he doesn't have a parent. How could you talk without thinking? You're talking with a person that Magbid al Bezyonei. You're talking about what you have. Maybe Yenem doesn't have it. Stop and think. You might hurt that person's feelings. He might go to sleep crying because he doesn't have that parent that you speak about. So why don't you think? Do you have to be a Rishol, a Shulchan Aruch to say that? You have to think. Not to be a pessy. There's a very interesting lashon of Chazal. Chazal say, Ein ben gan eden l'gehenim alechut asayra. Which obviously means, poshet, the difference between gehenim, gan eden, a little here, mamish achut asayra. And it's very, very modern, but we have to understand what it means. We all know, we think we know, but we do know about what gan eden is, about a kriyas ruach and olam haba. And again, we know, we think we know what gehenim is. Chazal make it mamish back to back. There might be greater kavanas in this Chazal, but what my heritage in the Chazal is, Chazal is telling us a gevaldige yesod. A person's in a situation. A person's in a matzav. And you know what the machriya is going to be? That's either going to bring him to a lichtig a gan eden, or going to bring him to a fayidik a gehenim. You know what the difference is between gan eden and gehenim? It's a chut asayra. It's a tracht. It's thinking what to say before you say. And then a person could be an achzor mit alle pitchetes. And if a person doesn't think, if a person's a pessy, he could gate a yin yenim and leaven. And then we know what happens to him. But if he thinks that one second, like the pasuk says, leiv tzadik yegel lanos, if he gives himself the ability to think for half a second, what am I doing here? I'm starting up with chaveri, shuv with the musyoytzi, u'makbid al bezyoyni. Bezyoyni, he won't have that nesoyim. So Chazal realized, what's the maki b'patas here? What's the machri over here? Between Gehenim and Gan Eden, which is so different in Olamis. You know what the difference is? It's a chut asayra. It's 1 second. It's 1 second of trachting. And then a person takes himself from the shal tachtias, he takes him to lichtig Gan Eden. There's so many mishalim I could give. But let me pick one that's karav alibi, that I hear all too often. A person that the entire comes home from yeshiva, and he's full of asmod and gevaldig, and it's beautiful. The parent asks him, help me in the house, I need something. And he's not a faker, he's not lazy, but he has to learn. And what does he say? I'd love to, but later, maybe tomorrow, I'll have time. He's standing by the Pesach of Gan Eden, and Avav Tzicharayin, and the Mamish, the Shol Tachpiyas of Gehenna. Besides, he's playing with Chaver, that's with Musti Yuknoi. He's also playing what the Yishalmi calls Chamurei Shebe Chamurei. He's playing around with the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, which is fire. And he's making a Chil Hashem Oyim V'Noira. Because he's saying that there's no Nachas Ruach in Torah. He's saying, Oy Loi Lemi Shalim Doi Torah. That's what the Ein Ben Ganeim L'Ganeim L'Chut HaTorah. What, is it such a hard thing to think? What we learn every day, Avayat HaMat Torah K'neged Kulam. Oh, but what does the Chazal say? If you have a mitzvah, you have shlash le'echeirim, so you have to stop learning. Chazal say, kibur ave'eim is b'chamurish b'chamurish. So why doesn't a person think this way? You know why you don't think this way? Because you don't think. And then the person is margish. We see so clearly of yenim, the ein ben ganein l'gehenim. It's all the chut asayra. It's all a little bit of trachting. And avadat hamatar is a mitzvah chashuva. But you look in the Mesil Shisharim in Perik Chav, a lichtige tayer peyrit. It's kedai for every ben tayer to learn it once a year at least. To learn it to Ian. A peyrit that he writes beautifully about. He calls it an ikka ma'oid ma'oid. And he writes, Malach ha'koshes ha'bechassidus v'yesh li'yetz v'adav ha'zeh knisa g'doyla. And therefore came nimtzei sakanosei ha'kutuma. And that's what he calls Mishkal HaChassidus. A person's an Erlich HaBach, he's an Erlich person. But you have to know how to juggle things. You have to know when not to learn, when not to do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah shvet yenem, so it's an aveira. You do something which is, you think is a firm kite, but in Shemayim it's a krum kite. And this is very dakizik, I'm not going to get into it now. But remember one thing what I tell you. That when you're dealing with chavercha, shu asu b'dmus b'yuknai, you're dealing with fire. And you can do the biggest mitzvah. But if you're playing around with a shtik getlach kite, there's an einish noir on that. The Yerushalmi in the big sukkah at the beginning of the third parak. Oy loy lami, shashanigurya nasik etigurya. And this, what I feel, this is agatayt shmishkala chasidus. A person is doing mitzvahs, he's doing gevaldige zachen, but he's hurting yenim. And if Allah is, he shouldn't do that thing. Then from his mitzvahs become averis, from his chusim become chayvis, and from taka, from his lawyer becomes his prosecutor. And it's all because the bain, the chuta saira felt, the trachting. A person learns late at night over here, Baruch Hashem, gevaldig. You're learning off a call, you're waking up people upstairs. They're still in Mishkal HaFasidus. The Altav and Slabotsky once saw two Bachim learning, and they were very angry at the learning. Like one was screaming at the other. He said, Bachim, Shchainist, he's disturbing people. They go, yeah. But even when you're doing a mitzvah, but if it's Rietzan Yenim, you have to be so careful. And we can't just call them, each thing is differently. But the Yisklal, how you say it, I will give tonight. When you're dealing with Chavercha, Shu Asi, but the Musyotzerai, and you realize you might to him Ephes and Agbas Nefesh, at least ask a shayla. At least ask to know if it's a mitzvah or an aveira, if it's a schus or a chayis. You learned over Kama, we see this Gevissat Turim, Oynis, Shoigig, and then we see a Madnazach, there's one person who's always chayis. Adam Mood Leoylam. Why? Why is a person worse than a behemoth? Why is a person more chayiv than a behemoth? You know why? Because he was gebench with seichel. He was gebench with a chut asaira. He could think before he does something. He has an ability to see chaveiroi b'dmus yoytzai standing in front of him. So if you think you're an oynis, it's not true, you're amazed. Because you were given a matanah atzum of a taste brain. You were given a chut asaira to think before you do something. So it's not really amazed. And again, a posh of the marshal that bothers me. Somebody needs a safe on top. He climbs on top of the chair. He goes down and goes to learn. Did he realize that he just had this chia to become part of Mishnayis? He became the first Mishnah in Bava Kama. Arba Ova Tzadik. Now I ask you, is that Rabbi Yisrael's in Ein Fal? If you mazik somebody, is that Rabbi Yisrael's in Ein Fal? Is that only Rabbi Yisrael's Shulchan Aruch? Or is that the first Mishnah in Bava Kama? So what happened? You tell the person, you just saw mazik. He says, oh, I didn't realize. You're so right. It's not my fault. I'm a shaydik. You know what the Abisha tells him? You know what the Torah tells him? It is your fault. Adam mu'ud la'aylam. You're a real mazik. You have to pay with ganze chiyuv. Because you didn't think before you did that. You didn't have enough seichel to think you're being mazik in all of the muvanim of the word mazik. The chut asaira felt. I think that's the chat in the Gemara Chagiga that we started out with. A person tries, but a kol nelam, I didn't realize that I'm going to say that word going to hurt him. And the Eibus tries, other mood le'olam, because you have seichel. And if you would have thought that chut asaira, oh, you would have realized that you are amazed. So that's why the Eibus is seichel kavish is amazed, because really you will get benched with the seichel. And if you would have thought, you would have seen that a taka was an avla. And I think this is the pshat in the Gemara Ksubas that we mentioned also. And I'm adding very clearly, I'm chalila v'chas not being done on what the Hilger of Achumi did. I'm not going to say his aveira. All I can say is halavai, our mitzvah should be like his aveira. But the lesson the Gemara is teaching us is that although he was involved in his learning, and although he was learning and could be, if he didn't wear tefillin, maybe oimali, he would have been pata al tzoinis. But because he was dealing with nachamensh, but Asi b'dmus yoytzrei, so Rabbi Yochel had a tain on him. You should have thought more. You should have had etvas a little more mishkal achasidus, and that's why he was punished. Tonight, Rabbi Yochel is already chesva of if tonight is already Mesa Mutal Lefanenu, if we see such a gewaltige gefährliche Echa, if we see how the Churban gets greater every single day, if we see what the Gemara Chagiga tells us, Mi'igir Yama Lebiyar Mitzvah happens every single day, the Avodah Sayyim of somebody who has the Eibishten Zin has to be Ayeka. Where am I? What am I doing to end this Echa? What am I doing to end this Galus? If we see 2,000 years of Galus was because of Sinas Chinam, was because they were Dabzik in Hizal Bechvayt Chavireichem. So if we want to get out of this Echa, if you want to ask yourself, Ayeka, the Eitzah has to realize, what does it mean by Yachol combining this? What it means, Achava? What it means, Ashtigetlachkeit? And the frat, the frat in this inyan of Dibur, in what I said before, and I'll say it again, Aviyah Vois HaVeyos, which is Aviyah Vois HaMazikim. Oy, how we all know, Biful is Tudvei, when somebody talks to us without chesed. So why do we do it to Yenim? Why don't we give ourselves this Chut HaSaira that makes a difference in Gehenim and Gan Eden? Shloim HaMelech, the Chochem Mikol Adam, he knew what a vart is. He knew that Hamadas Vachayim Biyar Haloshim. And it's not one bit of a guzma. That's what a Adiba could do. It can make a mother. If you want to ask yourself the Eicha question, why the Eicha? And how? What's the Yekha? It has to be in this Nikuda of his Haru Bechvayt Chavireichem. Like a Bishrael in one of his Yigimalikim. Lachshayv es atiyala she bediburay koydim she yedaber. This has to be the Avodah Sayyim. Before you talk, give yourself a fraction of a second. Just think, I might hurt somebody. And the Eibishter gave us a lot by a Mizbeach. And the Eibishter gave us the greatest char for sending away your birds, because I'm trachting for Yenim. So how much more chaveri that's the bliss yuknoi? And I see sometimes things that mamish to me a merav senigra. A person is sitting b'chabura, and he makes a joke, and everybody's laughing, except, of course, the person, he's just nevaza. And he asks him, just do that. Chazal say, it's like a tzicha. What did you just do? He says, are you crazy? I was just joking. What does that mean, you're joking? That's what, you know what's missing? He's missing the Chut HaSaira. He's saying, I was just joking, and the Eibush is right, Ein Loich Chayelik Valam Habo. And the Eibush is right, Mutav Siyabil Atmoy, with a Kipshen Shaleish. And he's trying, I'm just joking. Isn't that a shtus? Is he an Einis? Is he a Shaykh? Is he an Einis? Or is he a major seven Mazidim? Because he was a pessim. He didn't give himself the Chut HaSaira that's necessary to make the chilat between Gan Eden and Gehenim. A person gets angry and he says the worst thing. And he's an Erlich person, he has Chagata. Oh, what did I say? I didn't mean it. I shouldn't have said it. What did I do? That's what Kas is. Like Mr. Sharam says, Kas, when a person is the Kas, Libay Ba'alimay. So you have Chagata, but it's too late. What was his mistake? He was missing that Chut HaSaira. He didn't think that right now in Batas I can't talk. He was a Pesi. And then, Rahman al-Islam, he threw himself into Shel Tafiyah. And it's all Tali Rabbeisai, it's all Tali in the thinking, in being Oisgechezen. Before you do something, and you're dealing with a Shtik Yachol Kamayni, think about it. Think that the Eibishter is so mocked about that he gave us a law by a Mizbeach. Realize playing with a person is not joking, is not some of this. You're dealing with something about the Eibishter is mamish the biggest aveya. It's chavercha that's with most yuknos. Rabbi Zangzun once told a beautiful story from the Bish Levi, the Baditcher Rav. He went to the shul and saw a yid was putting away his tefillin, and the yid dropped his tefillin. So the yid ran over and picked up his tefillin with such pain on his face. He cleaned it off. He kissed it. So the Bish Levi looks up to the Eibush and says, "Rebbeinu Shalom." Posh the yid. Look how he acts when his tefillin's on the floor. He picks them up. He cleans them. He kisses them. Eibishter, your tefillin are on the floor. Klal Yisrael is the Eibishter's tefillin. They're dirty, they're in blotter. Why don't you pick up the tefillin, Eibishter? Are you worse than a pasha de balabas? I heard this story, it bothered me. It's a good kasher, Rabbi Yisrael. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? Neman alai abba. My abista is more neman than balabas. So why is he worse than that balabas? Taviyachol. Like the Gemara says, chiyachasid kuchabichul asedina b'leidina. So why does the abista leave us on the floor with his tefillin? You know what the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael? I'll tell you what the answer is. Because when somebody's tefillin lifts up their head, when somebody's tefillin is a blatter, he realizes he doesn't belong there. And it bothers him, and it pains him, and he realizes he's dirty. Tefillin is not belong on the floor. We are the Abish's tefillin. Does it bother us being in this galus? Do we feel like we don't belong here in America? We, with all the kailim, and all the yeshivas, and all chesed, we're in blatter she'ein kamayu. Because every day, this eicha gets bigger and bigger. But you know why David doesn't pick us up? Because we feel that we belong here. We don't feel like we are in Blatter. We don't realize that we're dirty. If we want to get out of this big Eicha, if we want to get out of this Blatter, if we want to get out of this Churba that continues every single day, we have to first realize we don't belong here. We have to first realize this is not America, the land of golden America. This is Blatter. This is Blatter. This is not where we belong. And we have, and then the Eibishter will see us, and hopefully he'll take us out of this galus. If we want to feel the Eicha, if we want to realize that we have to ask ourselves a Yekka, the first question is, we have to ask ourselves, are we the Mekayim, Izaru B'Kvayt Chavireichem? Are we thinking about Yenim? Are we thinking before we do something? Are we bringing the Gula closer, or Rachman Olfan further? The Eibishter certainly will take us out of this galus. But things have to change. We have to first realize we're in Blatter. And the Akulam, we have to start thinking about the enemy. To realize that 2,000 years of Gullus is because people didn't think one about the other. And the way to get out of this Gullus, the way to end this Gullus, is start thinking about the enemy. Hopefully, if we'll have the Seichel, in these days, in the days that we have to feel the Eicha, that we have to ask ourselves a Yekka, if we realize we don't belong here, if we realize that when we're dealing with the Chava, he's the Asi B'Demus Yitzroi. So Zichra, the Eibishter, will have a chmanis on us. The pasuk that we all wait for every single day. Hitzam yavay alecholoi, ha'adoin ashe atem bevaksim. Why don't we see that pasuk, my Rabbi said? Why don't we see the Mashiach? Why don't we see the Eibishter? You know why? Because there's a tenai in that pasuk. When are you going to see the Eibishter, the yavay halamelech? If atem bevaksim, if you look for it, if you search for it, if you care for it, if you realize we're in blood to Shein Kamayu, and if we'll sit down and we'll cry about Yishalayim Yecha, and we'll cry about Esemach David, and we'll cry not only about the Eicha of Yishayim Eicha, but the Eicha of every single day, if we'll cry about the Churban that's continuing Ad Hayoyim Azeh, so hopefully the Eibishter will pick us up, and Taku will see the Kiyum of the Pasuk, Pitzam Yavay Alecholai, only B'tnai Asher Atem Bevashim.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.